Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Ein Nosen Kemach Latocha Charoses O Latocha Chardal. You can't put Kemach flour into Charoses or into Chardal. So Charoses is actually the Hainut Haruvis Shel Resek. It's a mixture of crushed up fruit, which is mixed up in vinegar and water, which is made to dip in it butter, dip in it meat. Not like the Charoses that you use at the Seder. This is a different type. Some kind of dip that they use to dip the meat in it. And they were they used to mix in it flour also. Aval on Pesach, it's also prohibited to put in it flour because it makes the flour leaven in the water. V'chein also leitin kemach, you can't put flour into mustard either, into chardal, because of the same reason. So what happens if a person vim nasan, so you can't do it. Now what happens if vim nasan, he did it anyway? Yochal miyad, he's got to eat it immediately. And the Gemara explains that dafka, if he put the kemach, the flour, into mustard, he should eat it immediately, because the mustard is very sharp, and then the flour won't come to leaven right away, so just quickly eat it to avoid the problem. But if you put flour into this specific charoses, this, this dip made out of crushed fruit and vinegar and water, so then you should burn it right away, because there the flour will quickly start to leaven, and therefore you have to burn it so you don't have the problem of chametz. That's the Tanakama. Reb Meir Oser. Reb Meir prohibits even the case of chardal of mustard, that if you put flour in on Pesach, you can't eat it right away, immediately. Because according to Reb Meir, the flour will actually immediately begin to rise as well in the case of mustard, and therefore even over there you have to burn it immediately. Okay, moving right along. Ein levash lasa Pesach, the korban Pesach, right, you have to roast it. So it's out of a pasuk, that you have to roast it. So you can't cook the korban Pesach lo b'mashke, not in any kind of liquid, lo b'meperos, not in fruit juice, because it says in the Torah, in Shmos, al toch lo b'menu, no, don't eat it raw, u'bash lo b'vushal mayim, or cooked in water. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you that not just in water can't you eat the korban Pesach, but even if you cooked it in wine or oil or fruit juice, it's prohibited. Because we learned that from the pasuk that only roasted can you eat korban Pesach, not cooked, whether it's cooked in water or any kind of liquid. Aval bat sachar matpilan also behen, you could rub it and dip it inside. Meaning sachar as a Pesach l'mashkim, you could rub the korban Pesach with liquids, for example, in oil or in wine and other kind of liquids during the roasting time, b'shas liyos, so while it's being roasted, and then you could dip it into matpilan also behen b'shas achilas, and then when you eat it, you could dip it in these liquids because that's not considered cooking it, and that's okay. Vein choshim, we're not concerned that you'll reduce the taste of the roastedness in it. The roasted taste is still there, and then you're okay. Moving right along, may tashmisha shel nachtom. If a baker, he would have shunusavam yadav kedila hachalik as pnei betzak. A baker would have some kind of water. They would put his hands in it to make the dough nice and smooth. So yishavku, you should spill that water in b'makom medron in a slant. You should spill it down a slope, so that the water does not gather in one spot. Why? Because that water, because it's touching the dough that's attached to his hands, right, when he's baking the dough, it could leaven. So therefore, he should spill it out in a slopey area so it goes, it just goes downstream and it doesn't gather to make the, to have anything leaven over there. So therefore, that's what you should do. And that concludes Perek Beis. Moving right along to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We begin with a small introduction from the Kehati, which is essential to the Perek. Okay, so Mishnah Aleph. Kol ochel kazayas chametz Pesach v'mezid chayv karis. Anybody eats a kazayas of chametz on Pesach on purpose, chayv karis. Terrible sin. As the pasuk says, ki kol ochel chametz v'nichos ha'nefesh ha'him yisrael, they's chayv karis. Now, when is this said? When a person eats chamer, when a person eats chametz on its own, meaning a piece of bread. However, if a person ate chametz through a taruvus, through a mixture of things that are not chametz, so then you're not chayev karis. It's important to note. Bram, however, in machal kzayis of chametz, if you ate a kzayis of chametz betocha taruvus within a mixture of things that are not chametz, and you do it bechdei achilas pras, what's that? The shear of kdei achilas pras is hainu, the shear to eat half a loaf. So the measurement is a shear of 3 eggs, and some say it's the shear of 4 eggs. The point is, if you eat a kzayis of chametz, even within a taruvus, within this shear, then you're over on a lav of komach matzah lo sochelu. Anything that leavens, you shouldn't eat, and then you'd be chayev malchus. So our mission is coming to teach us now the different types of mixtures of chametz. She'ein bem kazayas chametz. You don't have kazayas of chametz in it in this shear of kedei achilas pras. V'chein minei chametz nukshin, different types of hard chametz. Hayinu chametz she'ein roi l'achilas. You don't eat it. We'll see different examples. V'ibal ashmiya is coming to teach us she'af api she'ein over malim. Even though you won't be transgressing ba'yirah ba'yamatzah, that you shouldn't. There's a lot in the Torah that you shouldn't see and you shouldn't be found chametz in your home. Mikol makom nevelas chayev. With our bundle of Aram of Pesach, with our rabbinic love, you have to destroy it on Aram of Pesach. So, with this introduction in mind, let's begin the Mishnah. Elu Ivan bePesach. The following have to be destroyed before Pesach from your home. Kutach Habavli. Kutach Habavli was a type of roti, a type of dip that they would dip their foods into it, and they made it in Bavel in Babylonia. They made it through a mixture of mechalav of like mechalav is like the juices from milk, uperus and uperi pas and crumbs of bread, umelach and salt. So you see this crumbs of bread in this mixture, right? V'shecher hamadi or beer that was made in madai. They used to make it from barley, right? That was soaked in water. So again, there's barley over here. Okay. The chometz hadomi, or vinegar from Edom. Chometz yayins, this vinegar from the wine that was from the land of Edom that they used to mix in it, sa'ir and barley. So we got a mixture that has some chometz in it. V'zisim ha-mitzri. Zisim ha-mitzri is a type of beer that they used to make in Mitzrayim, also from barley. Karkom is saffron. Melech is salt. So again, you have a mixture of chometz in it. So these four minim, the Gemara calls it Arba Mina Medina, the four types of species from the provinces, meaning they're all named after a province. The Bavel food, the Madai food, the Edom food, the Mitzri food. So these are chametz gummer. It's real chametz, right? Which is included into a mixture. So b'chal echad mehem, and each one of these is mu'urav min dagan, and each one of these has a type of grain mixed into it. But el she'en b'chalasim kazayin is chametz de'chpras. But there's so little in it that you don't have enough chametz for the shear of kedei achilas pras, which we said is the amount of 3 or 4 eggs, different machlokas opinions. So all these things you have to make sure to get rid of it before Pesach because there's a mixture of chametz in it. Next, v'zomen shel sabaim. They used to have this water that was mixed with soup and with bran that the painters used to use it for their work. V'amilon shel tabachim, or they used to have pasher shel tabachim osam mitvua. There was this bread that the people in the kitchen would make from grains, from grains tavua that did not ripen a third, okay, when it was in the ripening stage. And mechasim basically used to cover up their pots with it to draw out the zuhama, to draw out the foam from it. Or the kolon shel sofrim, or the kind of devik that's like a glue that was made from flour that the scribes used to use to attach their papers together. So these three types of species, they're called the mini umnis, the types of things that are coming from craftsmen, meaning there's the thing from there's like a mixture from the painter, from the baker, the guy in the kitchen, and then the scribes. These are called chametz nuksha. They're like, it's being used for glue or for paint. It's like hard chametz, meaning it's chametz you're not going to eat it. It's not mixed with anything else. So over here, it's not mixed with anything else, but it's a chametz which is not edible. So what's the din? So it's going to be a machlokas. Well, actually, everyone's going to agree that these items have to be destroyed before Pesach. The next item is going to be a machlokas. So let's see. Rabbi Lezer, he adds avtach shitei nashim, women's jewelry. The Gemara really explains it to tifule nashim, meaning it's cosmetics. Cosmetics that were mixed up in salts and flour that women would put on their flesh to remove hair. So Rabbi Lezer is adding on the Tanakhama that even chametz nuksha, this chametz nuksha, which is through a taruvis, right? It's not just be'en on its own, it's through a mixture. It's also the kind you cannot have it on Pesach, you have to destroy it before Pesach. Whereas in this one item, the chacham say no. Chacham hold that since the chametz nuksha is through a mixture, there's no aimbo iser, chametz is not a problem. Chametz ve'enser, you don't have to destroy it. So in the previous three items, it was chametz nuksha, it was this inedible chametz on its own. Everyone agreed to destroy it before Pesach. But in this last item, so Blazer says you have to destroy it before Pesach, even though it's mixed with other foods. And the Chacham said that no, here it's a mixture. If it's a mixture, you don't have to destroy it before Pesach. And the Mishnah concludes with the following rule. So Zeh HaKlal, here's the rule. Kol Shehu Mimin Dagan, Kol Chametz Shehu Mimin Chametz, any Chametz which is from the five grains, Chitim Sa'arim, Kusman Shebal, Shifa and Shebal Shuel, wheat, spelt, oat, rye, and bran, Afim Hu'uv Minim Acherim, even if it's mixed with other Minim, Harizah over Pesach, you have to destroy it Erev Pesach. You can't have it in your house on Pesach, of course. So even if it's combined with other Minim, you have to destroy it before Pesach. And lastly, Hare Elu, all these things that we just mentioned, is Bazhara, that if a person did eat it, right, he's over the love of Kalach, Lesses, Losochilu, anything that leavens don't eat. But Vein Behem Mishum Kares, you're not Chayav Kares, because only in Chametz Gomer, Chametz that's on its own, is there a Chayav of Kares. But if it's with a mixture, or it's Chametz Nuksha on its own, right, it's an edible Chametz, which is not in a mixture, so there, then it's only going to be a love. Of course, it's prohibited nonetheless, but it would be a lav and not karis, and that concludes Mishnah Aleph.